It's Morning Edition on 89.5 KWGS. Well, the polls have been open for 35 minutes now in Tulsa. And for the last time, until after the ballots are counted, here are the candidates running for mayor of Tulsa. We begin with Kathy Taylor.
I believe this election is about who has the plan to move Tulsa forward. It's about who you trust to be accountable for Tulsa's future and to always tell you the truth, even when it's hard. It's about who you believe can lead that team to save the jobs at American Airlines. And I will tell you, go on our website, and my back-to-basics plans are blueprints to improve education, to improve public safety, infrastructure in a transparent and accountable way, creating the very best environment to create, retain, and grow jobs. You know, education begins with working for smaller class sizes and increasing the mentoring program I started. The street plan demands coordination and commitment between City Hall and contractors so streets aren't torn up repeatedly. And my crime plan is to put more officers on the street and do as cities across this country are doing and use smart technology to make sure we prevent crime and catch criminals. I was mayor during America's record recession, yet we continued building for Tulsa's future. And now our city should be benefiting from the nation's good economy. It's time to get back to basics. In my first 100 days, I'll work to refund the Greenway's fees. We'll expand the mentoring program by asking volunteers in both my campaign and Dewey's campaign to take their talents and move them forward to help kids who need a hand. And I'll return the mayor's office to what the Tulsans and the charter demands, a full-time mayor who represents the city full-time. It is time to improve our Tulsa by getting back to the basics. Together, I believe we can make our city a better place to live, work, and raise a family. Thank you.
And now the comments of incumbent Dewey Bartlett.
We have an opportunity November 12th. When I took office as mayor, I was the fourth different mayor to take that oath of office in the past 10 years. That gives us a lack of continuity, a lack of consistency. And if we look at other cities that have had great success in our country, we see that they've had that continuity of leadership, both in the political arena as well as in the business community. Continuity of leadership, similar ideas, being able to congeal ideas and opportunities and bring people together. The collaborative relationships that we've had while I've been mayor of the city of Tulsa are a very, very good example of what we can see in the future. If we have the opportunity to work well with all of our political leadership from top to bottom in the state of Oklahoma and in the county of Tulsa, as well as in the business community, then that gives us tremendous, tremendous opportunity. We've seen it time and time again. When we collaborate and work as a group, then we can provide great, great opportunities for the citizens of our city, but especially the children and grandchildren that we are also so fortunate to have in our midst. Without those opportunities, then we will not have more of the same. Simply electing a new mayor every 4 years, it doesn't give us a strong course of continuity and of success. Our success is very well documented, and what we want to do is do more of the same November 12th. Thank you very much for your attention.
Those comments were recorded last month at a debate sponsored by KWGS and the Tulsa Downtown Kiwanis Club. Also on today's ballot is the $918 million capital improvements project, as well as a pay raise for Tulsa City councilors. After you cast your vote, be sure and join us tonight. We will be here with election coverage. We'll have reporters at the watch parties and bring you the latest information, both on air and online. It is 7:39 now, traffic and weather in 10 minutes. This is Morning Edition on 89.5 KWGS.